Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
And welcome to a Tuesday morning, the fastest 2 hours in radio. I'm a lucky guy. Every day I get a little bit of different energy, no better than when the queen is back on Atlanta radio.
Thank you for saying that.
Talking
very sweet.
Allie also is so pleasant, but there's only one queen of Atlanta radio.
Woohoo! Boy, howdy.
Sandra Golden.
I knew you were a happy, happy fella. You and the rest of the Hawks generation.
I am in a very good mood. I try to be in a good mood most days, whether it warrants it or not. I saw an Instagram post about a guy who's like, yeah, you know, they teach you to do that gratefulness list every morning to get your mind in the right place, right? You write down your gratefulness.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't even write a list. He goes, how about this idea? I'm going to be in a good mood. You can either be in a good mood or a bad mood. Why do I got to write down all the reasons to be in a good mood? He goes, you can choose to just be in a great mood, and you don't always have to give yourself a list of reasons for it. And he's like, maybe just everybody you're around, they can always say about you, you're in a great mood. So I legitimately am today. Not only am I going to see my mom up in Boston,
yay,
my buddies, so my closest friends I only see a few times a year. New England summers, nothing I love more than, you know, grabbing a duck and iced coffee, wearing your socks cap and just bouncing around, go to the Vineyard, Nantucket, Cape Cod, Newport, whatever it is. But also our very, very close friends, and we are the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. And it is a day.
Dillon.
Dillon can speak to this also. How many years, Dillon, you've been sitting in that chair? Or been here at the radio station?
October 2018 is when I first started.
All right, so there were 7 years in. Have you ever, ever picked up, newspaper, that's funny. Picked up a paper? No, I've never picked up a paper. That would be the first answer. Have you ever seen this much press about the NBA team out of Atlanta saying, oh, one team has stolen the offseason? And that's the Atlanta Hawks. It's like
absolutely not. As much national praise, that's what's really getting me. The national praise we're getting has been out of this world ever since the draft and up until yesterday when free agency got kicked off.
Yeah, basically, Sandra was saying, they were saying on ESPN, mm-hmm, the Hawks won free agency.
Yep, already.
Mm-hmm. And then they were saying the Hawks won the draft,
yep,
with the trade with the Pelicans. And then they're like, the Hawks won the trade with Porzingis. It's like it's one hit after another. And then you go like, oh, here's four guys in NBA TV, boom, boom, boom. And then Bill Simmons gets on as the number one NBA guy and goes, oh, yeah, it's all about the Atlanta Hawks, what they have done. By the way, I don't know if you saw this, Dillon. They went from, Andy Rosenberg just sent us this. They went from, is it the East, Sandra?
Or yeah.
The Eastern Conference, they were, you bet $100, you win $3,300. They were 33-1 to win the East. What is it now?
Plus 900. They're tied for fourth best.
So they went from 33-1 to 9-1 in the last, probably in the last 24 hours.
Yep.
I don't know if they're,
yep,
33-1 for Porzingis.
And I 1,000% agree with that. There's no team to me that I feel like now the Hawks can't compete with. I mean, we showed last year a beat-up Hawks team could beat Cleveland. A beat-up Hawks team could beat a fully healthy Celtics team. Celtics aren't healthy. Bucks aren't fully healthy. We can beat Cleveland, and then Detroit and Orlando. I feel like we've gotten better to the point where we compete with them easily now. We can beat them now. So I absolutely agree with that.
Well, listen, you got to go out there and prove it. I don't, what we also learned was fool's gold. Beating the Celtics and Cavs meant nothing. You couldn't beat Miami at home, who were horrible in the play-in. So but now, if you just compare rosters, Knick roster, Pacer roster, Celtics roster, I'm trying to think who else. Cleveland's roster is better, but I mean, this is wide open, and we don't know how good Jalen Johnson is going to be. I mean, if he's really good, because now he's not our number two, right? And you know, if you hadn't heard about the moves, free agency-wise. But anyway, I am excited about that.
Giddy
for sure
is what you said. You're pure giddy. It's Christmas in July here on the Steakhouse. I hope it's July 1st. We've turned the calendar page, and if you're waking up today as a Hawks fan, it feels like there's a Christmas miracle happening, and Trae Young probably is as happy as you are right now, Steak, with all the good
How
news.
How could he not be?
Yep.
I mean, and, you know, they decided to go out. Who's our old GM? I don't even remember his name anymore.
Landry.
Landry Fields. Mm-hmm. They go get Ansi
Saleh.
Saleh, but I just asked somebody, I said it's Saleh, but whatever, either one. Ansi Saleh, that he just had more pedigree, more history, more contacts in the league, felt just was in a position to give them a little more credibility, and boy, has he gone out and shown that. I mean, finding a way to work Boston.
Well, they gave him the keys to the castle, yes. And we were kind of questioning, is there going to be somebody else that they're bringing in? And you said, no, it's his show. It's his bus to drive.
I think they realized,
go.
I never understood why they were going to bring somebody over him mm-hmm. when it felt like they were saying, hey, let's let Quinn Snyder and Ansi Saleh figure out this roster. He's been coaching that team for a couple of years. Let's just go out and let them figure it out. And man, oh man, if you like defense, this is a team that now is committed to it. They get Nakah Alexander Walker from Minnesota, who is a great defensive player. They sign him for $62 million and then a one-year $11 million deal. I'm very familiar with Luke Kennard. He's a 29-year-old veteran, been in the league about 8 years. He has twice led the NBA in three-point percentage. Last season in Memphis, he shot 43.3%. When you're shooting anywhere near 50% from three, that is insane.
Dylan had the number this morning since 2021, Stake. He's averaging, I believe it was 41% from three since 2021.
Yeah, no, this is, and Porzingis shoots it. And obviously, this is how Quinn wants to play. He wants, you know, the Celtics with Joe Mazzulla and some of these other teams that you go, all they do is jack up threes. There's a reason. All the percentages in the world tell you if you can shoot anywhere near 38% from three, because guess what? They're worth 1.5 times a two-pointer.
That's what you're saying.
So, yeah. So, like, you're surrounding yourselves. Trey's going to get those guys open. Dyson Daniels needs to shoot 50,000 threes in the offseason because that's how wide open he's going to be. Jalen the same. Risa Shea the same. All these guys are going to have open looks. Porzingis the same. It's awesome, and it is going to give us a reason. You know, there's nothing like the first time, hey now, of when you go from bad to good. Like, you know, that first year,
yeah.
You know, we turn on the Hawks and we go like, yeah, we're a 500 team. Maybe we can beat these teams. Maybe not. It might be fun. But we don't really ever believe that we're better than anybody else.
The narrative is we hope to be a five. If we're a six seed, oh, we'd love to
I
be
know,
a five.
Right?
Like, we are fabulous at being middle of the road.
Yeah.
And, this feels different, y'all. This feels different. It's very exciting.
Yeah, it's very
And Trae Young and all his recruiting and all of the tweets and whatever he feels like it's a spring awakening for him. It's very, very exciting.
Yeah. So, and we'll talk more about national games and talk to Hawks fans and do all that. But we still got some baseball here. Braves in the middle of a homestand. So let's get to that in our 9 at 9.
Braves welcome in the Angels tonight, 7:15. Didier Fuentes and Tyler Anderson go. If you're thinking like, we can beat the Angels, they are terrible. Look again. They are now two games out of the wild card. They're third in the American League West at 41-42. And you know what they are, Braves? Better than you. You are 38-45.
Oh, yeah, they've done
you are 8 games out of the wild card as you wake up this morning. It's horrendous.
The irony is that Ron Washington has done an absolutely outstanding job there with very little expectation of what they could be. And they've been on a nice run of late. And then Ron Washington is out for the year, an undisclosed illness. I can tell you this, Sandra, we are at the beginning of July. And there's 3 full months left. If they have already announced that he is out for 3 months, that is a serious illness. That's not, a run-of-the-mill. All kinds of rumors floating around of what it might be, but Ron Washington has left the Los Angeles Angels. And
Ron Washington leaving the Braves 2 years ago was more monumental than you can imagine. He is an extraordinary human being that I don't know that I've seen a coach slash I'm going to go smoke a cigarette in the back kind of guy that relates more to players. He is absolutely a great, great man. And if you believe in prayer, please send some up for Ron because he is really wonderful.
He definitely
needs it. It's very scary what's going on.
I was going to say he needs it.
Yeah.
Out for the year. Already announced. Already announced.
7:15 is first pitch
Ray
tonight.
Ray Montgomery, by the way, is the Angels bench coach, has been named interim manager.
Tonight down at MBS, y'all, it's Borussia Dortmund and Monterrey. That's your Club World Cup continuing. I know a lot of folks are going down there for that international play. And don't look now, but after the Dolphins send Jonnu Smith and Jalen to Pittsburgh, word on the street is the Dolphins are very interested in finding themselves a tight end. And guess who's top of the mind, according to reports? Mr. Kyle Pitts.
Okay. What are you willing to give us? What are you willing to give us? I told you, if you think he's going to have some huge year, you're just way off here. We got a lot of weapons here.
Okay, so let me ask you something for real. Isn't his stock never been higher than today?
Yeah, probably because, like you said.
So what do you think, a fourth round? A third round? Is that crazy?
So I no.
If they offered you a third round, where do I sign?
Yeah, I don't think you can say no to that.
I agree,
Sandra, especially because you're depleted with draft picks. The problem is, you know, some teams have a couple of tight. Charlie Warner, he's not a pass catching tight end. You're going to be at a deficiency. You're going to have to go sign somebody. But I'll say this: when you have Drake London and Darnell Mooney and Bijan Robinson and Tyler Allgeier, like he's not going to be a top. And Ray McLeod, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like he's just not going to be a top weapon.
So let's say he you don't trade him, okay, and you have a mediocre year, and now his stock is worth what, right?
Well,
and what are you going to sign him for?
Listen, if you're going to make a playoff run, he's a part of the offense. I'm not going to tell you.
Anyway, that's
I never
that's
say he's going to be terrible.
Right.
What I'm telling you is, he's not having a breakout year because the breakout years are going to be reserved for Drake London and Bijan.
Okay, but what if he does have a breakout year? Now you're on the hook to sign him because his contract's up. So the money he's going to get back. So those are
the two. But you really need a tight end.
Yeah.
You know, and you know I'm not a huge Kyle Pitts fan, but I mean, he's.
I find it an interesting conversation. Here we sit on July 1.
I mean, I don't know. Woo-hoo. Maybe there's a fourth rounder.
And how about Jonnu going back with Uncle Arthur?
Well, Jonnu Smith
there.
Just makes plays, dude.
He does, right?
Jonnu Smith is just so solid.
Oh, and Arthur Smith is a Jonnu Smith guy.
He loves his cousin.
It's going to be fun to watch.
It's his cousin.
Third time?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. All right, that's
Happy Bobby Bonilla Day, too, if you're wondering what that is. Every July 1st through 2035, the Mets stroke a check to Bobby Bonilla for $1.19 million.
If you want to know
well
what the national media is saying about the Atlanta Hawks, you want to be in a good mood on a summer day, give us 6 minutes. We'll play it for you. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. .923 Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It's Christmas in July for the Atlanta Hawks. I mean, a absolutely stunning, spectacular turn of events of the Atlanta Hawks now being recognized as one of the favorites to win the Eastern Conference. There's real, what's the word I want to say? There's nothing, you know, kind of lightning in a bottle. There's real bones behind this team. Young talent, great defensive players, great contracts in terms of, you know, flexibility. How do I know how they had flexibility? Because they were able to go out yesterday and make two huge moves for the Hawks to add to an already impressive offseason where they fleeced the New Orleans Pelicans, added Kristaps Porzingis, and now they get, is it
Nickeil Alexander-Walker, Naw, they call him Naw. He is 2 months born apart and cousins with SGA. They are very tight. Just sent out on Twitter this amazing feature that Malika Andrews did during the season on those two growing up together and their work ethics. Like, I think you'll really like it. He goes 4 years, $62 million. Hawks send Minnesota a future second rounder in cash. And then Luke Kennard, 1 year, $11 million deal. So Clint Capela gone, re-signs with the Rockets. He reconnects with the Rockets, 3 years, $21.5 million. And then LeVert, Caris LeVert, 2 years, $29 million with the Pistons.
Yeah, thanks for updating us on that as well. You know, Clint Capela, it was nice. You were part of that team, I believe, when you won the Eastern, when you won the game in Philly to get to the Eastern Finals. You know, you're a true NBA veteran.
Journeyman.
Yeah, probably better than that, yeah. But it was time. I mean, listen, there was no reason whatsoever to have that guy around anymore. I mean, you talk about a guy that couldn't score unless Trey literally laid it an inch from the basket. I've never seen a guy get more offensive rebounds and miss in my life than him the last couple of years. Clint Capela, we wish you well, as Sandra likes to say.
Yeah, in a good way.
Caris LeVert, mm-hmm. Terrence Mann, and Georges Niang. They were the three guys that came over when we dumped Andre Hunter and Bogdanovich. All three are now gone, replaced by Walker, Porzingis, and Kennard. And the draft pick from Georgia,
Asa
Newell, huge upgrade across the board. Kennard and Porzingis are better than any of those guys. Although Terrence Mann did some nice things. Georges Niang, you know, he'll have fun back in Boston where he's from. He's a wonderful guy. Kennard's better than him. Porzingis is an all-star. Like if Porzingis gives you 50 games, you win there. And now you've added defensive shutdown guys in Walker and Dyson Daniels.
Turtle last night on the nighttime show as the news was breaking, which he does a great job. He's on the station from 6 to 9. He was talking about that Richichet would be a sixth man. Where do you stand with that thought?
I gotta
think they were talking about that off the bench, letting him establish himself.
Yeah, that's fine. I mean, that's what he was this year, right? Until injuries, I guess, late in the year.
Are we okay with our first rounder in year two coming off the bench?
That's funny. The number one, it's not our first rounder.
No.
It's the number one pick overall.
Yeah.
It's a nice thought. I need some time to
hold on.
Let it marinate.
We're going to take a break. We're
not going to take a break.
Oh, sorry.
Here is Bill Simmons, who has the premier NBA broadcast. The premier NBA podcast. There is nobody's podcast bigger in terms of following the league than Bill Simmons. Here is some content that does not normally make its way into the Bill Simmons show, and that's Hawks conversation. If you don't like to hear about Boston and the Celtics, you shouldn't be listening to that podcast because that seems like it, that and the Lakers.
He loves them.
That's all he talks about.
That's right.
Well, guess what he was talking about yesterday?
You know, they're not at where Houston is from a close to win the title standpoint, but it's a little similar in that I just like a lot of their pieces and they have flexibility and they don't have to, you know, they have some extension stuff coming. They're going to have to pay Trey in a year. They're going to have to pay Dyson. But for right now, they actually have the flexibility to do a couple more things. And I think they should. I think the East is, as we've talked about many times, is sitting there to make a move. And that's a team that I think I'm really interested to see what they do over the next 10 days. We're going to find out once and for all about Trae Young, I think, this season.
Woohoo!
Was that after the move? So probably before, because he's like, I'm anxious to see what they're going to do, right? Before, Joe?
It was before, yeah. I listened to that earlier.
Yeah, so Kennard and Walker are the next moves. Wait till he says now. Mark Spears, ESPN, also huge NBA guy and respected. Here's what he said.
But I know one person that's happy is Trae Young. I talked to Trae at the beginning of the finals in Oklahoma City, and he was, you know, he's keeping an eye on things the same way you guys are talking about LeBron keeping an eye on things. Trey's been keeping an eye on things. He has a big extension that he could send this summer. But I talked to people close to him. They say Trae is ecstatic. He got Porzingis. He got Nikhil. He wants to keep adding some shooting. He still has his young guys. Jalen Johnson's going to get healthy. Trey is excited about this team. I'm sure he'll get this extension. And now the Hawks are their contender.
Wow. The Hawks are a contender, and it happened in the last 7 days. And by the way, I would assume that was prior to Luke Kennard. He goes, Trey likes some shooters. You can't do better shooter than Luke Kennard, who, what did we say, Sandra, led the league in three-point shooting a few years ago. He's an over 40% guy.
Since 21.
Yeah, no joke there at all. And they went out and got it done. So, listen, you're driving around Atlanta. It's the middle of summer. It's 100 friggin' degrees outside. The Hawks haven't given you a lot over the years to really bite your teeth into and say, you know, we are special or we can compete. Even their best team, when they went to the Eastern Conference Finals, absolutely smoked by LeBron and company, 4-0. That was the famous team of Kyle Korver and Damari Carroll and Paul Millsap. The other Eastern final was the Trae Young and running into the referee, which feels like smoke and mirrors. Right. But this feels real because Reese Shea is not even close to what he'll be in 5 years. Dyson Daniels is not even close to what he'll be in 5 years or 3 years. Jalen Johnson is not close to what he's going to be in 2 or 3 years. These are guys that are coming into their own, and then you add the veterans of Walker, Kennard, Porzingis, Trae Young. Now you are building under the guise of Quinn Snyder, the team he wants to coach. It was the weirdest thing when he took over midseason for one of the worst defensive teams ever with a coaching staff that wasn't him, his, right?
Right.
Now, who did we get eliminated by that year? Was that Chicago 2 years ago when Quinn showed up?
He shows up in April, right?
Right. It was the weirdest deal. And then, like, he just didn't have the players of the team he wanted. And now he does. And now, think about the Atlanta Hawks. You know, NBC has got the NBA back. So it's going to be games on Peacock and games on NBC.
Okay.
So one of the reasons they got the game is because the NBA fell in love with the pitch. Everything's a sales pitch. So Mark Lazarus, a guy that we know from Atlanta who ran Turner, told the NBA, you know Sunday Night Football? That production, the absolute sexiest was Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, yeah, Sunday Night Football. What if we do this for Sunday?
Can you imagine?
Sunday night basketball. That was one of the packages that they're pitching. So I can tell you this. The Atlanta Hawks were not slated as the NBA's putting that schedule together right now. It'll come out in August, Sandra, the schedule.
Oh, perfect.
They say, I think Conte said the second week of exhibition NFL.
Okay.
Is they'll release it. The Atlanta Hawks went from 3 national games in my eyes to probably 12 to 15. They are sexy, man. Porzingis, Reese Shea, Jalen, Trey, Walker, Kennard, Okongwu. Yes, please. Muhammad Gay. I mean, I'm excited. Is anybody else out there excited? 404-726-0929. Is anybody else out there an NBA fan? Are we in NBA City, right? So I know who the fan base is and the loyalists are. And a lot of them are in town. A lot of them are 92.9 listeners. A lot of them may not be living in Milton, right? And they may not be living in, you know, in Braves country in Cobb County to the level they are in town here. But how many of you guys in town that are NBA fans hear all this and go, I like the Porzingis move. Then the 13 for 23. And you go, I like that move. Or 13 to get up next year, get the Pelicans and Bucks. I like that. Then yesterday when they go get N'Keal Walker. And you go, I like that. Shut down defender. Big time part of the T-Wolves. They went to the Western Finals. Right. And then you see Luke Kennard. 40. You go, I like that move. Like, just think about this, Sandra. Take that nucleus that I just said, and then think about the Bucks. If they trade Giannis, they could be really bad. The Pelicans could be really bad because that's what they're good at, being really bad. And we could have a top 5 pick to go with this.
That, on top of
yes,
it all.
Right? How did Oklahoma City get like this?
Remind everybody picks. During the night
we
of
get,
the trade.
We get the higher the, yeah. pick between Milwaukee and New Orleans.
And we trade our 13 pick and we move down to 23. So, well, that was yes. later. So that, in exchange for that, the Pelicans got the 13th pick.
Yes.
And they took the Queen.
Yep. So, listen, they think that with Fears from Oklahoma and Queen from Maryland and Zion and Jordan Poole that they're not going to be terrible. Okay. But we could end up with a top 5 pick. And if you get, and by the way, next year's draft is supposed to be absolutely friggin' loaded. One of the best drafts. Everything the Ricochet draft wasn't, this draft is supposed to be. 404-726-0929. We'll go to break. We'll come back. We will take some calls on the Hawks. I'm trying to tell you, you know how fun it'll be to turn on your TV every night, turn on Steve Holman and Mike Conti on the radio and be like, oh, no, we're actually one of the best teams in the East. We're actually and you know, Dylon said, oh, you know, we beat the Cavs and Celtics last year twice, and we weren't any good. It's just like looking at the Braves right now and going like, oh, we're actually better than our record. No, we're
not.
No, you're not. You know what you were last year? Exactly what your record said, a below 500 team that couldn't get out of the play-in, and the Heat beat you on your home court. That's what you were. And didn't we lose the game before that? Yeah, and we lost the game before that on the road to have to play another game. We lost them both. That's what we were. We ain't that anymore.
When the season was on the line.
Yeah.
And you're trying to
one game.
Well, you're just head above water. Yeah. Can we just get in the playoffs?
Yeah. And
nope, you cannot.
All right. We'll come back and talk
Merry Christmas.
Sports Radio 929 The Game. Listen, I've said this for so many years. It's not, yes, of course you want to win an NBA title. You want to win a World Series. What you want to be is relevant. What you want to be is a Georgia football fan. You know what Georgia football fans have? Every single Saturday, they feel like they can win. Every single season, they think they're competing for a national championship. Every other program, they can say, we're just as good, if not better. Atlanta Hawks could never say that. They haven't been able to say that. And I think when you win the offseason the way everyone's talking about, when you go make moves that are bright and strategic and put your team in a different place, and I continue to talk to the folks, you know, there's a reason the Hawks didn't move their arena. They're downtown because they represent the A downtown. And I'm curious if you're driving around right now, 404-726-0929. 404-726-0929, to know that every night you go out there, you probably have as much, if not better, personnel than whoever you're playing, and now it's all on Trae Young. Like, Trae, it's all right there for you. You don't have to have anywhere near the numbers that you've been, you know, they're empty calories. Everything Trae Young has given us the last few years is empty calories because the team is no good. I'm not telling you it's Trae's fault. But now, how do you make people around you better? And that's the big thing on Trae Young. Are you going to make players better and make them their best? And that means giving up the ball a lot more than you have in the past. Jay and Marietta, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Good morning, Sandra.
Good morning.
I just wanted to call in to give some motivation to the city. I'm super fired up about what's going on with this organization. Atlanta, we have a lot going on. I mean, Porzingis, we got Luke Kennard coming in. We got Nickeil Alexander Walker. In addition to the pieces we already had, we have a young core. We have a great team. We have a bright future ahead of us. I am so excited and so pumped about what this team can do. I'm already looking into season tickets. Atlanta as a city, I believe that we will show up when things are going well because we support our teams. Same thing with the Falcons, just as excited. I just wanted to reach out. Show our city some love. Show
I love
our
it.
Team some love.
Hey, listen, I can tell you this. There's guys sitting over there at the ticket office, and they're just beaming in their car to hear you say, I'm looking into season tickets.
Absolutely.
No, I mean, that's what it's about. You use the words. They have a great team and a bright future. So it's not like, okay, we're all in now. All our chips are in. This is our shot. No, actually, we'll be better next year. Okay?
This, absolutely.
So appreciate the phone call. We'll be better next year. 404-726-0929. This is not like Boston. Now, Boston got their title, so it's so like we've never had anything. We'll put all the chips in and be terrible if we can get one title. But they came back this year to say, we have one shot more. They didn't get it. It's it. Buy Porzingis and buy Drew Holiday. And, you know, we don't have – like meaning like they said we'll give you one more year and it's over. The Hawks have like the opposite. Like, we're all in this year, but we're all in more next year because we got the top, you know, top pick in the, one of the top picks in the draft between the Milwaukee and the Pelicans. And Ricochet is in his third year, and Dyson Daniels in like his fourth or fifth year. Like, we're not all in this year. We're all in for the next number of years.
So, back up to where you talked about Trae and building around him. So, his. his kind of knock on him is he doesn't play defense. So is that why they're, once again, they're strengthening up the D around him with Dyson and with Nall, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
So studs in the defensive side of it all.
Alexander Walker.
I like to call him Nall Steak.
Is that what they call him?
Yeah, N-A-W, you know. Okay. Please stick with me for your NBA coverage.
Yeah, no,
that's
absolutely.
Sports Sanders.
No, I think Quinn Snyder was disgusted watching his team defensively 2 years ago. It was a little better last year. And I think, like, dude, he's like, I want to shoot threes and I want to play defense. I want to shoot threes and play defense. And that's his formula.
And there's your 1-2 punch of last night. That's incredible.
Yeah, because Kennard's a ridiculous shooter. And he's going to get a ton of open looks.
So then I have to think, you know, we're watching the Knicks play and all the celebrity that is the Knicks and the floor seats and the whole thing. Well, that's going on in Atlanta even when we were mediocre. Like what State Farm and the Hawks did down there. First of all, they were the first ones to have the bar on the court. Do you remember all this? And then all of a sudden now, Jason Bateman on his late, he loves Atlanta so much. If you listen to his podcasts, he's talking about going to the Hawks games. And then there's Usher, and then there's Quavo, and then there's 2 Chainz.
Yeah, don't you think
it's
NBA?
So sick.
You talk about that NBA and NBC.
Oh my gosh. You're right, Steak. That's
about going to the sidelines and seeing all those stars and Adam Silver being like number 6 market in America finally has a team. It's awesome.
And Ronald Acuña's there right there on the front row as
right.
And Penix.
And so
Michael
is Bijan.
Penix wants to see here.
So is Bijan, who's there anyway.
So,
Bijan's
so
there anyway.
That's what I meant. Like, God, it's so.
I know. I totally agree.
Sexy,
we've been
sexy
here.
Night.
I mean, I know a lot of sports talk radio, especially other places, are built on being the smartest guy in the room and being cynical and playing back quotes of coaches and like negative and why you guys, what are you, cheerleaders? Yeah, I am a cheerleader. Like, I get excited. I just told my buddy who works at the Hawks that I'm going to go to road games. Like, store me away on that plane, just like I'm going to go to Falcon road games if they're good. I love going to Tampa.
The key
Carolina.
Is if they're good. You're like any of a steak.
Right.
Yeah, behind the mic, I'm like, I'm going to pay attention.
Life's too short for me.
I said
to
Andrew Salzman, make me pay attention. Make Sandy Golden, old lady, pay attention.
Right. You just heard somebody say, I'm going to look into season tickets.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you're not going to get cynicism here. I mean, we're going to be honest about it. Life's too short. I want to get excited about my kids wearing Hawks jerseys. I want to get excited about if I'm lucky enough to say, hey, I get a chance to go on the road and go watch them play in Boston or New York or Philly or Chicago or Indiana or any of these Eastern Conference, go to Miami. Listen to what Sandra pulled up from the Miami paper earlier today. The smugness of the Miami Heat, the Heat culture. Ugh, enough already with,
the headline in the Sun Sentinel in Fort Lauderdale. Are the Heat getting left in the Hawks' dust?
Oh, my God.
And then their answer this is, then they better go get Giannis. So that's their reply.
Yeah, they're getting lapped by the Hawks.
Lapped, yeah.
They're getting lapped. I never thought I'd see the day.
It's a beautiful
Heat
morning.
Culture.
It's beautiful.
Those tight shirts from Eric Spoelstra. We have a skinny coach, too. You know that? And he wears black also. You notice that Spoelstra and Quinn always wear black, those two? They're almost like the same age, I think, probably, too.
Quinn's wardrobe, I don't even want to ask him about it because, God forbid, you ask him what he ate. Didn't he say, like, I don't talk about my personal stuff?
I think what did I say?
He goes, well, you know I don't talk about my personal stuff.
You know, I've run into that guy at Starbucks 3 different times now. His poor wife, he was there with his wife, and he I'm sure she was like, why is this man harassing you? I might start breaking down like the playoff game.
Quinn likes you though. I mean,
he likes me.
I can tell you who he doesn't like. Just listen to interviews.
Yeah, but I think his wife doesn't now.
Oh,
poor guy was trying to have a cup of coffee, and here I am just jabbering away. I get excited about basketball. I can't help it. I get excited.
No, he loves that. That's good.
I get excited about food.
He's
got
to be waking up real happy this morning.
Oh, dude, this Auntie Sala.
Dude,
sorry, I mean to do you.
It's okay, dude. Don't do that. I love it. I just think Quinn's hungry.
Well,
they need some of that Fat Max up in there. Head on over to the Zach Brown.
You know they
restaurant.
Say Obama used to say this, and I've heard this from other Instagrammer type that depending on what you eat, especially if it's carbs, like brainwave, like the, if you're hungrier, you're thinking a little clearer. You know what I mean? You don't have anything in your system. You just are like a little sharper. I don't know if you like when I don't eat anything for breakfast or like, you know, come in here a little sharper, whatever. I think that's why Quinn Snyder's so unbelievably sharp.
He's so smart.
Because yes, he's
so hungry.
When you starve yourself, he's like fasting. Like I was like, yeah, coach, I'm gonna try to fast. I go from 7 p.m. till like 11 the next day. That's like 16 hours. How many do you do? He said, you do 16? Yeah, I do 76. I do 60 more hours. And then I'm forced to eat. Yeah, he needs to eat a little bit more. But I think he's in a good place. All right, let's do a tailgate, shall we?
Mm-hmm. You might want to check on your favorite college football player today because they likely woke up millionaires this morning. I was just texting with Rusty Mansell, and I said, just give me the Cliff Notes, because with the collective and who's writing it and all this, today was the first day via contract, via NCAA approval, that the university can pay the athlete directly, which means last night, direct deposit, and this was the tweet at Open Doors, which is how the money all goes through. That's how they do it. The biggest day in company history, made over $20 million in payments to college athletes yesterday and last night.
Does that mean the payroll began, or does that mean it was the last night you could pay him without having to run?
Well, according to Rusty, and Rusty, please correct me if I'm not saying this right, when they were signing deals, they were signing upfront deals so that it would kick
in
today.
Last night was the last night of the upfront. Because
right.
Remember that Deloitte now has to sanction every NIL deal to make sure it's real, right? So
that's
you can't
right.
just pay these kids. There actually has to be a service. You have to prove that it's coming from an employer or somebody that you are endorsing.
Right.
The days of just handing kids money are over. Now you're under payroll within the athletic department of $20 million, which is going to have to really make you think about who gets what dollars. It's going to hurt the lower level sports for sure, because you have to save all that money for basketball and obviously football. So last night, a lot of kids saw some six and even seven figures appear in their little ATM.
Can you just imagine that this morning, that you're 18 or 19? It's unbelievable.
We all went through. I raised my hand, like, you know, I got $32.25 in my bank account when you're in college, right? And you know, you're waiting to get your $100 stipend or whatever it is. Tons of athletes have told the story before, Division I athletes, of like, I may have a million jerseys in the stands, but I'm literally have $60 in my bank account.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those days are long gone.
Also, sidebar here, and it got to me to think into where, do you think somebody for Netflix or Omaha Production is following around one of these, I don't mean Arch Manning, I mean one of the super studs that kind of we don't know about. And this turns because the taxes that you have to pay and what happens when the kids have money. You know, there's going to be tragic stories amongst.
Yeah, but they're already getting money. What's different? I mean, they've been getting money for 3 years now.
Paying taxes? Are they paying? What happens? I don't know. I think it's going to be an interesting story.
Yeah, but I mean, like, the worst is over, I hope.
Kirby said it this year. He said, what's the story going to be of these kids that have transferred and got money everywhere and still landed? What happened to them?
The JT Daniels of the world, 5 schools in 5 years.
Also, a question for you dog fans. Mike Griffith, a great article on Dog Nation, is Gunnar Stockton the next Stetson Bennett? Chrissy Floyd, who did a report live from the Manning camp, it looks like. She said, I spoke with quarterback Gunnar Stockton today and some of the Stetson Bennett comparisons that he's received. He says he sees a lot of similarities between the two. The way he played, the way he styled some of the things he did, the way he carried himself, mobility, all of it.
Yeah, I think mobility to me is that Mike Bobo is going to run similar stuff that they ran for Stetson. What was incredible about Stetson Bennett was not only did he have a laser arm, especially like big games, man, throwing the ball down the field, but it was his speed and athleticism, man. Think about some of the big runs, 30, 40 yard touchdown runs when Stetson Bennett would see an opening and take off. And I think they'll look at what Todd Monken did with Stetson Bennett, and Mike Bobo could say, we can run similar stuff with Gunnar Stockton.
Also, the last sentence in this is, he had a lot of swagger with what he did. I see the same thing in myself. Now, I've seen Gunnar Stockton play as much as y'all have when he came in and did half the game and the whole thing. I wouldn't say swagger, but maybe he's got a little ish in him, you know?
Yeah, he's got, I mean, he's going to
have a little badass, right?
He's going to have to, because we've seen him for 1.5 games, and one of them, that turnover at the end of the half, cost him the playoff game against Notre Dame. Did a nice enough job in the Texas game, but we haven't seen anything from Gunnar Stockton yet.
Right.
So it's wide open. Good stuff on the tailgate, Sandy. Getting ready to go to the top of the hour at 10 o'clock. Don't forget, Wise Guys Pro Wash brings you the 10 o'clock hour. If you want a pressure wash, you don't call steak. You call, I'd probably be the last guy that you would call for that.
That's right. That you definitely would be.
I mean, you wouldn't call me on a weekend and be like, hey, steak, can I get some help here?
I'd actually call my mother before I'd call you, and I mean that with love.
And she's old?
She's 89. She's 89 in 2 weeks.
Come on.
And
that's not fair.
By the way,
this
is a true
that's
story.
That's not fair.
We have a true story. We had somebody come in Panama City to pressure wash, and my mom was out there telling him what to do. And I was like, you go, Joellen. You are awesome. So there you go.
Barking at some poor guy.
WiseGuysProWash.com. Mention Sandra. You get $70 off. Do it today. Maybe they can get there tomorrow, y'all. Mm-hmm.
Do you think summer is overrated in the South? Do you think Northeast owns summer? I'm headed there today. I have a thought on that. Also, I don't have a lot of successful, I have mid-level successful friends, but I have one who really has hit it big. Real estate tycoon, probably he's got close to $1 billion in assets in his real estate company or whatever. All he's worried about.
Brian Finneran.
Yeah, all he is worried about, wait till I tell you, I get texts from him nonstop for 3 weeks straight, and we ain't talking about a new strip mall he's buying. Wait till I tell you what he is talking about. That's coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
10:02 on the steakhouse. Steak and Sandy, what's your lineup this week? You got Abe on Wednesday.
I got Abe on Wednesday, off Thursday.
Oh, Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Oh, you're off. Who's working Thursday? Do we know?
Abe.
Ah. Where's Rusty?
Rusty and Abe on Thursday.
Rusty.
Here we go. What are you doing for the 4th?
Going to Savannah.
No, it's better than Macon. I mean, that's fun.
Holy Moses.
Well, no, I mean,
do you want a Savannah shame, or do you want anything?
No, I love Savannah, and yeah. Macon's pretty cool too. But I'm wondering, you have a lake house, right?
Yeah, which Thursday and Friday, lake festivities, okay. Fireworks. I'm boating with the Kennys, Vince and Tanya, who
crew.
Yeah. We got fireworks. We've got Larry's already starting the ribs. Please,
no, I know.
Don't touch them. They're in the fridge.
So I was just wondering, with you have a lake house, mm-hmm. are you going to, you think, get a eventually buy a beach house with what the Macon Tourism Board was paying you 2 weeks ago? Well, no, I mean, like, I think you did 2 hours. Like, I was trying to talk about, like, the NBA draft, and we're talking about the Braves, and, like, you went on about Macon like you'd just been in Venice. Like, where was the wedding of Bezos and Lauren Sanchez?
I didn't really hear a lot about it. That was in Venice, right?
So, I mean, what would you, no, like summer vacation for three strikes.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Venice or Macon? Because the way you were talking about Macon, I'm just curious. Venice or Macon?
I'm sorry, Macon. I'm sorry that he's so highfalutin that he would never get a Macon.
There's water all in the streets in Venice. You don't see that in Macon.
No.
Macon,
on the water.
Dry streets.
Yeah.
Venice,
yeah.
Water all over the place.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, Macon does not get as crowded in the summer.
Please don't go to Macon. I'm going to enjoy Macon by myself. Y'all are the haters.
No, we love our friends, and we can hear the show. So you're going to Savannah, which is super fun.
Yeah,
right?
We got a little getaway, just trying to get on the river and the rest. You know, we love it. It's
Savannah's
2.5
like
from the lake.
It's nice when you don't have kids and you don't have responsibilities.
Oh, my God, it so
you,
is.
You guys just decide, I want to go to a concert. I want to go to a city, right?
Yeah, it's pretty great. You're very grateful.
The only one who's having a better summer than you is
you.
Well, no, not me.
You're having a great summer. And you're heading to
why am I having such a great? No, I'm going to be. July is going to be. Yeah, you ain't going to hear me too much.
July is the month of steak.
So, Sophie, who's like, she called me this morning from Prague, and then the week before she was in Ibiza. Like, these Georgia kids are in Georgia. So it used to be getting on the Eurail, right?
Yeah.
Now they have flights for like $80.
Yeah.
So you don't have to like get on a train. They have all these quick jumpers all over Europe. So you pay like $80. Or I should say I pay $80. And then I'm like, and how much is that, B&B or VRBO? It's like, oh, it's nothing. It's nothing. I just can't wait to see everything is nothing. How's that flight? Ah, it's nothing. How's that VRBO you're staying in? Ah, it's nothing. You're going to where this weekend? We're going, I even forget, Nice, right?
So, good for you, baby Sophie.
Yeah. You have the same life. You can go and do whatever you want,
I know,
whenever.
It's called being a grown-up with my own money. It's fabulous. Yeah. Highly recommend the lifestyle.
Listen, Macon Tourism Board pays a lot of money.
Braves, real quick, you guys, Grant Holmes is now going tonight. Not Fuentes. They flipped it up. So they flipped those two. Also, as of this morning, which I retweeted this morning, Major League Baseball's the All-Star vote, second round. So, Ronald, go vote for Ronald as much as you can starting now.
I think you can only do that till tomorrow morning.
It's like 40. It was 48 hours, I think. Yeah. So, yeah, you're right. So, keep it up.
How disillusioned are you and Bo? Probably the two biggest. I mean, the whole station's full of Braves fans, but you two guys are at the top of the list. Of just the 13-game run started so promising, right? I think we go 3-0 to start the 13-game run, which is the Mets series.
I don't even remember that because I called it Come to Jesus June. We had 13 games left in June.
Three with the Mets. Seven
with
the Mets.
10 against an NL East, period.
Yeah. Seven with the Mets, three with the Phillies, 10. Three with the Marlins.
Okay, so you went 7-6.
Yeah.
So July 1, you have to look in the mirror and say, who are you? We are 8 games out of the wild card, and pending some miracle, we're going to now switch to football season. We're going to pay attention to the Braves. I want the All-Star game to be just incredible. I want him to win the home run derby, which what are they waiting on, by the way? We only have 2 entrants, and I was looking like, don't they announce it by now? Last year, they announced it on June 27th.
I'm curious as to if they're still begging for guys to surely not. Like, I don't know why you would not want to participate in this.
No, this has juice. It's not like the NBA dunk contest. People want to be in this. It's a 3.5-hour advertisement. Let me tell you what your agent is not letting you do, especially if you're a younger star, is say, I'm not going to be in the home run derby. I mean, think about, it's really, I don't know if it's a bigger audience. Can we check that out at some point? Joe, can you see who has a bigger audience? Monday night, home run derby, or Tuesday night All-Star. But this is a showcase for the...
So it's Ronald Acuna and Cal Raleigh, who they call him the big dumper. Those are the only two.
Is that the guy that's got 32 homers for the Mariners?
Yep.
Dude, Aaron Judge is having, like, the sickest year ever. Cal Raleigh's got 32 homers. We're not even at the All-Star break. That guy, ridiculous.
Big dumper. That's his nickname. Jared Kelnick gave him that nickname. Do you guys know that? How about we haven't thought about Jared Kelnick, right?
Who's he?
Don't be like that. Okay, go ahead. Sorry. I wanted to talk a little bit.
Where is Jared Kelnick?
He's at Gwinnett.
Turn it up.
What's his numbers there? Does he have room for Michael Harris there, too? That way they can play next to each other?
Wow. Have some.
What? Sorry.
Tough crowd.
Well, they are talking. They were talking about sending Michael Harris down at one point.
I mean, let me ask you something. When Jurickson and Profar gets up to bat tomorrow night in Truist, what's going to happen?
Great question. So, I think it'll be muted, eat nothing special. I think if it was New York or Philly, that...
I 1,000,000% disagree. I think he gets booed tomorrow night. Braves fans.
I don't think Atlanta does that.
Braves fans, Braves country,
I'm telling you,
call us, 404-726-0929. I think he's getting booed.
I don't think so. I mean, maybe a little, but my point is, and if you think it's the same as it would be in a Northeast city.
No, I didn't say that. I'm just
saying.
That's
all I said. I said muted, meaning smattering of boos.
Okay.
And I think there'll be a smattering of cheers. It's his first ever at bat for the Braves. I love the question.
But where do you stand on that?
I think.
So, with as bad as this offense is right now, I can't help but to think people are actually going to cheer the fact that he's here and please help us. With you if might an be over right. three comes you up, then you right. may get booed.
All right, here's the deal.
I think it'll right. be half-half with the
here's
first
the deal.
Half.
That's a great point.
Here's the deal.
We are desperate.
Joe is the judge.
Okay.
Joe is the judge.
Here comes the judge.
It's a $5 bet. It's a $5 bet. I say more cheers than booze. You just said booze, right?
Yeah, booze. I think it would be a lot of booze, but Bo brought up a great point.
Okay, so which is it then?
Booze.
$5.
I'm still going booze.
Okay, I'm going cheers. I'll bet you $5 there's more cheers than booze. So, Joe, you are a judge. Please text me tomorrow. I will definitely not respond, but text me tomorrow and let me know where it lands. And I'm telling you that I believe in the Northeast. It would be. It's really a cool question because it's his first at bat ever.
That's right.
As a Brave.
That's right.
And we need him, but he effed us so bad. I mean, total utter disaster. That news.
He did play like two games at the beginning of the season.
Say it again. Oh, he did.
Yes.
That's right. But that was on the road.
That's why we're not able to get him back because it's an 80 game. Right, right. Game like
that was the two games at San Diego before we went to L.A. Right. When San Diego
swept us. Oh, you
mean
when they
us.
Went 0-7?
Yeah, when the Padres slapped us around, and they just warmed us up
I wonder
for the
how
Dodgers.
You guys feel, Braves fans. Because I do agree with Bo. Like, we are so desperate
really,
for the cute girl to come into the clubhouse, right? And she is the cute girl.
The guy that fought the Dodgers last year. You know, we need somebody to come in here and shake it up. Aspirations for
and
our
listen,
horse.
Look what he continue to do steroids now that you're here. You already paid the pit. We need you to be that
just
guy.
Just find a better masking agent. That's all we
that's
ask.
That's true.
Well... He was a part of why we were eliminated last year, right, in the Padres series.
Yeah.
So he hurt us there big time. I firmly believe this will be an overhaul in this offseason. And I think it's the last year for Brian Snitker, for Walt Weiss, who's our hitting coach, Tim Hyers.
I think Walt Weiss will be the next manager when Snitker decides. Do you think it's going to be a free basket turnover? Okay.
Yeah, I think that they're going to say, like, this has been a great run. Brian Snitker is a friggin' legend. Brought us a World Series, goes to the playoffs every single year. Absolutely couldn't say enough nice things. But like any, you know, big company that decides, you know, we just have to flip it. We've had some bad quarter after bad quarter, and I think it's going to be – you know, nobody's job is safe other than Ronald Acuna. That includes Austin Riley. That includes Ozzie Albies. That includes Michael Harris. That, like, everything's up for grabs. That includes Sean Murphy with his contract. And it's going to be a totally new coaching staff and mindset. And there's going to be a little bit more turning it up on those guys. Like, we are not, this is not acceptable. Like, what just happened? And really, last year just wasn't acceptable either, the way it all went down. So we'll see how it happens. Everybody's got I understand everybody's got a lot on their plate, family, work, stress. I don't like to share too much on the air. Why are you laughing? I don't like to share too much.
Uh-huh.
But I have a buddy of mine I've known my whole life, my buddy Dogsy.
Dogsy!
And it's been very stressful for both of us. I'm going to Boston for 5 days, and... it's not my mom. She's fine. Her health is fine. Everything else. We can't land on where to have dinner Wednesday and Thursday night. And it's a lot of anxiety. Because if you blow dinner, do we go north end of Boston? Now the south end is a hot part of town. Do we go Italian? Do you go down by the waterfront?
Now, are you more prone to go to somewhere that you love and I'm back in Boston, I want to go X, Y, or Z? Or Dogsy wants to go to a new spot?
No,
like,
he wants to go
landing?
To the old spot. And I said, dude, I did this 2 summers ago. Same couples, same North End restaurant, same, like, can we mix it up a little? And he, you know, so that really threw him in a tizzy. There's been more text. I'm on a text chain. That you know, Anthony Bourdain would be proud of. The analysis, you think, what do they call, you know, baseball, all those nerds, that's the study of statistics.
That would be analytics.
Yeah, the analytics on where I'm having dinner Wednesday and Thursday night, I've never seen more materials.
That's hilarious.
I mean, there's documents, there's breakdowns.
Do you got any pull up there? Do you got, like,
no,
you do here?
I have no juice. I'm juiceless in Boston, right? So, like... I know, guys, everybody goes through stuff, but this has been hard, man. True story, the other night, I was up at 3 a.m. I was watching a very mediocre show. I was watching that show on Apple called The Studio with Seth Rogen, I guess.
Oh, I broke up with that week. Yeah, it was weak.
It was like a bad Larry David. Like, he thought he could be that. But anyway, I was up. My wife's like, why are you up in the middle of the night? And I'm like, I don't want to talk about it, but reservations and, you know, where am I eating? Because if you blow one of those meals, I only have three meals up Is there, that- dinners. You blow one of those.
Dogsy,
you know what I mean?
We're counting on you, Dogsy.
So,
what about Porpsy? He's there.
Porpsy, Kitty, Kitty?
Teplo, Tepper.
Dino, the whole crew. But
love it.
Anyway, so I don't mean to bring my problems to the radio. You know, it's not me. Mm-hmm. Our buddy just got back from Ireland, Graf, friend of the show. He's going to call in. We're going to talk
about Voice of the Pelicans, y'all.
Yeah. What were they doing? We're trying to understand and what it's like in New Orleans to know the Falcons and the Hawks have fleeced you. Hawks are the talk of the NBA. Literally never thought those words would come out of my mouth. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, it's Christmas in July. Atlanta Hawks are giving gift after gift. A little trombone shorty, New Orleans. I'm headed there not so long. Drop off my daughter, Tulane. We'll talk to Graf coming up in a little bit. Was he on there now? He's friend of the show. He's a voice of the Pelicans, also a longtime buddy. And he's just back from 2 weeks in Ireland. We got a bunch of phone calls we're going to get to, Graf. But I am going to say good morning to you because you're on your fancy deal. You can just co-host with us for a few minutes. You there?
Yeah, I'm here. Top of the morning to you. But,
you okay?
That's actually... Nobody says top of the morning.
You get so salty, though, about like...
Well, I mean, I get insulted, and I can't respond. I mean...
What do you mean you got insulted?
Steak.
Where did we...
It's funny because you can't listen to your show in Ireland because the Odyssey app doesn't go overseas.
Yes.
So this is actually the first time I've
heard the show.
Had a chance to listen to you guys. And Sandy, it's great to hear your voice again.
You too. The trip looked beautiful.
Yeah, no, it was a great time.
So
good stuff.
You didn't know that you guys were getting mocked around the NBA for the
Not really.
You didn't follow that?
I mean,
that?
I knew it was draft, but I mean, I was on vacation.
Okay, that's
I knew
fine,
we got
dude. Don't be
I knew
so,
who we drafted.
Don't be so sensitive. I mean, like, listen, as I said on the air, just because everybody's convinced it was the worst trade ever.
Right.
If both those guys are great rookies, you got Hood and Fears, right, from New Orleans?
Correct.
Then, you know, and
Derek Queen. And Derek Queen.
Yeah. Derek Maryland. Queen and Nicholas Fears, correct?
No, it's actually Jeremiah.
But whatever, dude. I don't follow Oklahoma basketball. Stop mocking me. All right, we're going to talk about that in a second. Can we take some Braves calls? We're going to put you down. You're up. You know, we'll talk to you in a second. But we got, I think, Sandra. I know when Sandra hits on something, are you going to boo or cheer Jerks and Profar? Michael Gainesville. What's up, brother?
Hold, please.
Michael, you there?
There he is. Hi, Michael.
Hey, good morning, Steakin. Sandy, can y'all hear me?
Yeah,
of course.
You now.
Yeah, no, it's from Decatur. That's why I was at Gainesville. But anyway, I wouldn't boo Profar, to be honest. The guy made a mistake. I don't know what happened. I'm human and he's human too. But also with this guy, he was the ish starter in that playoff, throughout the playoffs with the Dodgers and Padres.
Yeah.
He was in everything, so he had some swag to him, which
what did he do
in the dugout.
Remind me what he did in the series, because I blocked it out.
Oh, he went off. He batted about three. I mean, he hit a home run.
Yeah, Joe, what were his numbers in that series? What were Jerkson's numbers?
I think it was pretty good.
Yeah, we're looking at it. I mean, dude, we need him. That's why I told Cindy, I think he's going to get cheered tonight. I don't think he's going to get booed. But she's going to lose $5
It's tomorrow night.
Let's get Michael in Gainesville now. Michael, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, Michael. Hey, buddy.
All right. Hey, so I'm a transplant, Sarasota, Florida. Came 3 years ago. Been listening to you guys. Love your show. Listen, this Braves thing, the reason we came here, a big reason, was because everyone was always so friendly every time we went through Georgia. And I love the mountains, got away from the beach. The Braves, listen, we got a couple teams that we can be excited about. So one bad season, they better not boo Profar. I will lose some respect there. But let me just tell you about the basketball thing. stopped being a fan after Jordan, just kind of lost interest. And you guys, all y'all, sports radio, have got me pumped up for the Hawks. I think I'm going to get a jersey, a hat. I don't know about season tickets, but I'll definitely be going to a game this year. I'm excited.
That's awesome. And that's awesome. And let me tell you something. Who you're going to fall in love with is Kristaps Porzingis, who has got the best personality, who is like – he is like a Jokic, just but a lot more fun. And thanks for the phone call. Like, he just has this.
When is the parade?
Did you see? Yeah, no, but he's way more upbeat. He was the absolute fan favorite. You know, he loves wrestling. Have you heard this, Bo? He loves wrestling, and he loved when he got a black eye early in the playoff or whenever it was late in the season. He got like he had to leave the game because of stitches. And he's like, I look more like a wrestler now, which he loved. Do you see when Jaylen Brown brought him to, was it a wing place? Jaylen Brown brought him to his favorite restaurant in Atlanta.
American Deli they went to.
American Deli. Mm-hmm. And what did Porzingis say? I could move here. Like, that is Jaylen's guy, dude. You are going to love Porzingis. He's, like, there's never been anybody like him. Like, this
so
kind
Graf
of outgoing.
Knows Nah, too, because the Pelicans originally drafted him.
Graf, what do you think of who we're getting in Nah from the Wolves?
No, Nikhil's a great kid. As a matter of fact, my rookie year as the announcer with the Pelicans was Nikhil's, along with Zion Williamson and Jackson Hayes. It was part of the same draft. So he was pretty raw when we got him. He developed into a pretty decent player, and then we traded him for CJ McCollum and Larry Nance. And when he got to the Wolves, he really, really developed. And Hawks fans are really gonna love Nikhil. He's a great kid, like I said, and he's a solid player, and he can play defense. He's long, he's athletic.
So let me ask you,
he's a good player.
We're not, in all seriousness, and I do believe it's easy to, you know, they said this about Terry Fontenot, and it turned out if they didn't draft Michael Penix Jr., they literally would have no future right now. The franchise would be in a horrible place. Joe Dumars taking so much heat. How does he describe the gamble of giving up an unprotected one for only the 13th pick? It's not a top five, a top eight. Is it, you know, all about the kid from Maryland and that they just love him? Like, how is it spinning in New Orleans, that decision, and all the heat he's taking?
Yeah, no, and again, Joe Dumars has been doing this for a very long time. Like I said, I was on vacation, so I saw basically all the interviews and just heard what he had to say, and the way he described it was this is a kid who they really, really wanted. If you look at all the mocks and how scouts projected it, he could have been a top six pick. The fact that he dropped to 13, that was just someone that they really targeted early in the process and went and got. And they figure they got two lottery picks in the same draft, and
yeah,
that's why he was willing. I'm just telling you.
I know.
What,
don't snap at me. I get it. Well,
I mean, I don't want to hear it, Steak. I mean, did I not hear you earlier say, well, you know, we're either going to get the Bucks and the Pelicans pick, and, you know, that's just because the Pelicans are bad, and that's just what they do. Do you actually watch the NBA, Steak? Do you actually watch the NBA?
I'm a big fan of the league, actually.
Do you know last year, we won 48 games. We were in the playoffs.
God, 48.
How'd the Hawks do that year?
Probably
the same. Are you, seriously?
Probably the same.
We won 21 games last year. We had no players. Yeah. Our entire lineup got hurt 2 weeks into the season.
I will say this. I just watched.
Goodness gracious. I thought we were going to talk about Ireland.
No, I was going to say, though, I just watched the Celtics thing on HBO. What was it, 9 episodes?
Wow, that's weird. You're watching the Celtics.
No, you know that 9 episode?
Yes.
I think, aren't they doing one about the Pelicans, which is like a 10-minute, it's
here
a pre-roll.
Go.
You know, you go to ESPN, it's a 15-second pre-roll.
Correct.
That's the history of the Pelicans. I mean, so.
Steak, I'm happy you're in a good mood. I really am.
Listen,
I was in a good mood.
I am going to say this. My daughter's going to school in New Orleans.
Yep.
If her girl,
can't wait.
If they want to go to a Pelicans game, can they call you for tickets?
They're in. They can sit up in the booth.
Because you like Nola. I know you don't like me so much. But in all seriousness, it could go either way for New Orleans. Like I said, we don't know that Zion and Jordan Poole and these rookies and all that, that they may be decent in the West. Or they could be awful. Like, we really just don't know.
Exactly. And Steak, look, I've been in this long enough now, especially here. It is strictly about health.
Yeah.
It is
Zion.
Well, Zion, number one, you know, he was playing the best basketball of his career at the end of the year last season. He's in the best shape of his life, and hopefully it's going to maintain
before
we head into training camp. But we were decimated with injury. Okay. If we are healthy, it's a completely different story. So, it's all about health. It's
going to
be a completely new it's a completely new team. So I'm excited in that aspect.
All right, listen.
Can we talk about Ireland? I mean that was fun.
Do you think the guy, like, we're going to let you come back for belly up because we But listen, think about a guy in his car on Georgia 400. He's 47 years old. He's got a couple of kids. He's got July 4th. How much does he want to hear Graf talk about Ireland? And I'm not telling you not at all. No. But that's how I look at every segment.
No. You're
so just if you're going to give us 2 minutes on Ireland, make it 2 minutes because Cassandra's got a. We have a list. Of stuff.
I know it's a very strict.
I got a list here.
This show, I mean, it is a well-oiled machine.
I got Bo. I got Joe. I got Jackson.
Steak was watching a documentary on the Celtics.
Pelicans,
I know how the sausage is made.
The world's shortest documentary. Pelicans, right. A winning tradition.
Enough.
The world's shortest documentary. All right, we'll come back.
All right.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Atlanta Hawks delivering an early Christmas gift to NBA fans in town. And all that talk about we're not an NBA town, which is just ridiculous. We draw, even when the Hawks aren't good, we draw. Now we are. What'd you just see there, Sandy?
Shams Rakalaka, reporter.
From
the Hawks are cooking, is his whole diatribe. The Hawks are cooking. That's the headline of the tweet.
They are being so smart and strategic about how they're going about this.
Everything
thing, right?
George on Twitter, which is one of my favorite accounts to follow. They have a picture of Ansi Soleil, the newest goat of Atlanta. So all things good.
Say that again. Who put that out?
Everything Georgia. Yeah.
The new goat of Atlanta, right? Did you hear my piece yesterday by Alex Anthopoulos?
Yes.
Nothing lasts forever. And I love 8AA. He's not having a good year. I mean, this.
He would tell you that.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that they. Alex Verdugo is a stiff. Eli White, God bless him. Nick Allen, you're adorable. Like the guys that they keep parading out there. It just. Was it Fairchild the other night?
Yeah.
Like, that's just not going to get it done. So,
okay, well, it's not his fault that Jerks and Profar.
I understand, but
it's not his fault that Michael Harris isn't. They're just.
You didn't find.
They didn't forget how to play baseball.
You didn't find a better option with 80 games. Alex Verdugo was not the right option, even though he had, what, two good weeks? I got three strikes in a second. Let's talk to this guy, and then Graf's back on, and we got somebody who's ready to. Fall in your camp. Phil and Noonan, you're on Sports Radio 92.9. How you doing, Phil?
How are you doing, Steak? How are you doing, Steak?
Good, buddy. Thanks for
Sandra.
Calling.
Hey, Phil.
First of all, I followed you all my life. Sandra, I followed your husband.
Yeah. Okay. I follow him, too. He's
Larry Wax. The regular
Larry Wax.
But my thing is this guy should be booed. I drive a tractor trailer for a living. I can't put no ornament on my legs or anything else, or I will.
You okay?
Yes.
Oh.
And this guy is 80-day suspension. If this happened to me, I'm out of a job for 2 years.
Well, listen, professional athletes have a different deal. He certainly paid the price, cost himself millions and millions of dollars, cost his team, has to walk in that clubhouse and realize all the offseason plans that you had were thrown to the side because Jerickson Profar was the biggest offseason move. So
it was really the only offseason move.
Yeah, it really was.
Let's just say it like it was. And we thought we were sitting pretty here in Suntan City, and that was not the case.
So we have a $5 bet. I don't think he gets booed. I think there's more cheers.
I'm not hoping he gets booed. Don't misunderstand me. I think that the Braves fans could be – two things can be true. They also are dead. I think, you're 100% right. But I also think there's room for, like, we're a little ticked off at you, dude.
Well, let me just explain something to you. I don't want to.
Oh, are you mansplaining? Let me get over here. Excuse me. Let me sit down while you talk down to me. Go ahead.
See, in Vegas, when you go to the counter and you make a bet, they don't have two things can be true. Okay, so there is no two things can be true. What we have is
I think he's
either
gonna get
more booze or more cheers.
I think it's going to be more
booze. We bet $5. Okay. I said more cheers.
Okay.
All right, so like, don't hedge.
Okay.
Like, Bo, you're so right. Bo said he's going to get cheered. You said more booze. So, I mean, like, don't live in this, like in-between world. Like, you know, it's going to be a little bit more. I don't want to fight when I'm leaving for 3 days.
I know. I'm going to call you Thursday morning. We're going to do a live show about Jerickson
fight.
Profar. Catch you in the Boston.
Right, give me a city and a dish you run to.
These are his three strikes, you guys.
Thank you. Give me a city and a dish you'll run to when you get there. Give me a city and a dish you'll run to when you get there. How early do you get to an airport for a noon flight? Now, I have a 12:30 flight. I'm not even leaving until the show's over. So how early do you get to an airport for a noon flight? Sandra probably gets it at 6 a.m.
I would have got there yesterday.
And how many Hawks games will you attend next season? If you had to guess, how many Hawks games? 404-726-0929. Fill the lines. You're not going to hear me the rest of the week. It would be a lovely gesture to show that you care. Give me a city and a dish you run to as soon as you get there. How early do you get to the airport for a noon flight, and how many Hawks games do you think you'll attend this year? Graf, what was the highlight of how many, two full weeks in Ireland?
Yeah, two full weeks. The highlight, driving my family around in Ireland is a little stressful, but got through it okay. But the highlight for me was one of the most fun rounds of golf I've ever played at Lahinch, which is favorite golf course in all the world.
So why is it your favorite golf course in the world? Because we actually do have listeners that will appreciate this.
Yes, I believe so. So, no, it's old school links right on the – they call Lahinch the St. Andrews of Ireland because the golf course and the town are one and the same.
I've played Lahinch, and it's actually I did an
all
Ireland
right, now
golf
we're
tour,
talking.
And it was the best. I think of like the six courses that we played when we were there. It was my favorite, at least.
You did one of those golf trips, Joe?
Yeah, yeah. It's called Swing Golf. It's like Southwest Ireland,
wow.
Something golf.
Good for
yeah,
you,
with like eight
awesome.
Other, or seven other guys. That's the way to do it because then you get a bus.
How
and
great!
It's actually,
a trip
it doesn't break
it?
Down to be that expensive. It wasn't a decade ago when we did it.
So you were 28. When you did it. Yeah, go ahead, bud.
Well, the thing, too, is I actually, for the first, that's the fourth time I played Lahinch, and it was the first time that the sun actually was
out.
Blue sky, polo, and shorts. It's never happened.
Hey,
you play golf in Ireland, it is literally a weather crapshoot.
By the way, that's Todd Graffanini. He's a friend of the show, member of the Steakhouse, and he's joining us from New Orleans, which... you know, is just part of what we do here and have fun with them, but we always want to have them on. So folks are wondering, who is this dude? You can follow. How do they follow you? How do they follow you?
NT Graf on Twitter and Instagram.
You know, we got Nola's headed there early because she's on the shockwave. So,
ladies and gentlemen, shockwave.
It's a dance team that's like the cheerleaders, but the dancers for the Tulane Green.
How many times have you said that over the years?
Well, that's what when they're introduced.
Yes.
I've probably heard that 5,000 times.
Do it again one more time, please.
Ladies and gentlemen, shockwave.
Wow, that's beautiful. Exciting. All right,
10 o'clock
Nola Shapiro coming out. Do I get to answer the three strike question?
Yeah,
yes,
but we're going to do it.
Hold on. Everybody calm down.
By the way, Steak, I sent you the hurling videos. I was watching the hurling matches in the pub. How do you like hurling?
Well, I love seeing a bunch of dudes in a pub middle of the day watching. I don't understand the sport.
It's basically baseball, football, soccer,
rugby,
and hockey, and rugby all in one.
All right, you can you let us do our show for a second?
You do your show.
404.
I'm here.
No, you guys started texting on hurling, and I'm going to take care of our sponsor.
You started
here.
Hurling.
WiseGuysProWatch.com brings us the 10 o'clock hour. Y'all call them today. They'll be there tomorrow. Your house going to look beautiful. Our game of the night, thank you to John Foy, is our Atlanta Braves welcoming in the Angels, 7:15. First pitch, Grant Holmes now going.
404-726-0929.
Hashtag strikes. Hurling. Go ahead.
Our three strikes questions. Please call us. Mm-hmm. Let's do a quick belly up. We got 2 or 3 minutes for this, Sandra.
Okay.
Then we're going to take 3 minutes for phone calls, and we're going to fill the phone lines. That's what we're...
Pat McAfee's show had, in fact, Cal Raleigh, who is the big dumper, who is now participating. The catcher for the Mariners has 32 home runs. He's now participating in the home run derby. Here's McAfee. So I kind of like that. I don't know how you guys feel, but it would be McAfee doing a show or maybe on the field where he gets reacts. I don't mind that. I like the hype, you know.
I mean,
think it missed Chris Berman last year, you guys, with the back. It felt flat. I don't know who else agrees.
I would just say, let's pick our spots. McAfee doesn't get access to every single event.
You may be right.
You
get sick of him.
Well, I'm just saying, like pick what you're – I thought his stuff in Indianapolis, the genuineness around the Pacers, mm-hmm. those shows – was cool because that's a sweet spot. College football is as well. I don't know about baseball, but I'm just, dude, having Cal Raleigh and Acuna, that's a great start, dude. That's a guy who's got 32 homers in the American League, the biggest star in the National
boy,
League.
Not only the big dumper, big personality. He was really
that's
good
awesome.
On that show yesterday. We mentioned Happy Bobby Bonilla Day, July 1st. Mets pay him $1.19 million every July 1st through 2035. Dig deep again, and I'll remind you why this all happened. So... In 2000, the Mets decided they would buy out $5.9 million on his contract. But instead of stroking him a check, they decided they would make annual payments for 25 years starting in 2011 at an 8% interest rate. Stay with me. At the time, the Mets ownership were deep in investing in a little guy by the name of Bernie Madoff.
Ouch.
They thought that they were going to get double-digit returns, and this was going to pay for this Bonilla. This just in, spoiler alert, it did not. He has not played for the Mets since 1999.
Yeah, it's a hot mess.
How about that?
Sure. Yep.
All right, go ahead.
Crazy. No, that's a way. You'll do the Houston's dress code maybe tomorrow, Golden Bachelor. With
y'all,
Abe.
The Golden Bachelor, who was a former NFL player. He's 66.
Yeah.
He told the producers, anybody over 60, I'm eliminating them on the first night. So,
yeah,
he's 66, and he said, I'm not having it.
Yeah,
so,
I want
some hotties up in here.
The whole world is available to him. So, he can 30s, 40s, right? 50s.
Yeah.
And why does he have to go? Is age appropriate for him is 40s and 50s.
How about this 62-year-old, smart, fabulous, hot woman walks in, and he's just going to no Nix. Rose for you? Yeah.
Nixon.
No rose.
All right. That's
graph. So that's what we do.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do. Let's get a couple more calls. Not that I don't love some of our old calls, but Graf, give me a city where you run to a certain meal as soon as you get there.
Ralph's, South Philly, and the Veal Parm.
Have you been to the Angelo's cheesesteak in Philly, which is now considered number one in America?
I have not.
Have you heard about that, guys? Angelo's?
I have.
All right. How early? Now you fly private with the Pelicans, but how?
Yeah,
early?
Yeah, but I mean, I was just you know.
Okay, how early at an airport for a noon flight?
2 hours, ten o'clock. I'm early. That way, I can get my
how many Hawks
traditional
game,
Bloody
how
Mary.
How many Hawks games will you attend?
Two,
this season?
One here and one there.
Thank you, Graf.
Love you, Graf.
Love you guys.
All right. Let's get our calls, 404-726-0929. Three strikes questions. We'll start with Jody. Says he used to work here out of Cumming. Hey, Jody.
Hey, Steak. How you doing, man?
What'd you do over here?
I was a sales guy.
Oh, awesome,
I've
bro.
I was in the radio business forever. You and I have met several times. My ex-wife is Debbie Rosen with the Rosen Group.
Oh, wonderful.
But,
yeah, we did some restaurant
stuff. I listen
stuff.
To you guys every day. Say it again. I'm sorry.
No, we did some restaurant stuff together, I believe.
Yeah, for sure, for sure.
All right, so Jody.
So it's funny.
Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was going to tell you, I was in Charleston recently, and Magnolia's, oldie but a goodie, still putting out the best food I've ever had in that city.
That's one of the great food cities in America. How early at an airport for a noon flight?
Easily 2 hours, 10 o'clock, 9:30, 10.
How many Hawks games will you attend?
You know, I haven't been in a long time, but I would say three this year because of the new players.
I love it. Jody, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Justin in Danielsville, Douglasville? I don't know.
Daniels, D.
Where is that?
30 minutes north of Athens, man. I'm in the woods.
I love it. Hey, Justin, give me a dish at a town you'll run right to as soon as you get there.
Just got back from Bar Harbor, Maine. Patty's Irish and Pub. They've got some fried cod tacos.
Yum.
They've got a lobster dip appetizer with pita chips.
All right. Maine's a great food state. How early at an airport for a noon flight?
Never. I'm going to drive.
And how many Hawks games will you attend?
I'm going to attend my first Hawks game this year.
Yay!
Good.
All right, Monty and East Cobb, we got to wrap it up. First, dude, if I work for the Hawks, these calls today that don't even go to games. Hey, Monty, give me a food in a city you run right to.
Ann Arbor, Michigan, Zingerman's Best Deli Ever Steak. Yeah, I was with Grossbeck's law school roommate. You went to the OA championship game with me, if you remember. But the best deli you can get
I know
to
that
is
deli.
In Ann Arbor.
I love that deli. I actually been there a couple of times. How early at an airport for a noon flight?
Hour and a half or so to get to Sky Club.
How many Hawks games will you attend?
Zero. I've lost interest in the NBA. Sorry.
Damn, bro. We had it so cooking. Thanks, buddy. Hey, thank you, Bo. Thank you, Joe. Sandy, have a great week.
You too. Happy travels and happy 4th to you and your family.
I'll see you Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Bye.
How I Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How I Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.